my gosh. Don't let me eat that stuff ever again. Okay? I'm calling you to let you know that I got done with my thing, but I have to go home because, one, my paper is hurting, and two, it feels like my insides want to be on my outside. Thanks to Kashi.
I didn't mean to take you back. I realized we'd been playing this so low volume.
I didn't realize. It seems it comes in loud to me. So,
well, it's one of those weird things where it sounds so loud live, but
why do you keep looking out the window?
Because there's someone there.
I just turned around. There's no one there.
Don't do this to me. There's someone there. It's the chick who works here, Tiara.
I just looked again. There's no one there.
She's not there now. But she was there, and she tried the knob, and it was scary.
I didn't hear the knob, but this music is really loud.
It's deafening. It's not my fault. It's how they set up the levels in this thing. It sounds deafening to us, and in the recording, it's just not that loud.
Really?
I believe so. Okay. I believe I'm correct on this. I could be wrong.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it. You do all the mixing.
I do.
All the tedious editing that you put through, is zero.
I hear a little bit of facetiousness there, a little sarcasm.
Someone said, who does all the editing? I was like, what editing?
The editing. The real editing that needs to be done. Whoever that person was, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're asking a relevant and beautiful question.
Which is no one.
It's like finishing The Godfather and you're like, yeah, but who is the key grip? Let's find out who that was and give that man his due.
What's wrong with that?
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, with me today. Oh, we have a guest. Oh, never mind.
Oh, my golly.
I told you someone was here.
And she's got her face covered. You scared me half to death.
Oh, okay. So the speakers need it down, or are we good now?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I was just talking before doing levels, but now we're good. Okay, I mean, we're recording now, but it's all cool. Don't worry
about it. She looks like an Ewok or something.
I told you, there's someone at the door.
Oh, my God.
There. You happy?
No.
There. Tiara came in. She's real.
Yeah. And she's got a hood on, like the Sith or whatever. Whatever he is.
Yeah.
Darth Maul or whatever.
Darth Tiara.
I don't think that's very nice to say, but she scared the jeepers out of me.
Why is it not nice? Because she's black?
No, she seems very lovely. But,
she is. She's
but when I turned around
person.
This, when I turned around to my right, there was no one there. And then all of a sudden, woo, there she was.
Let's bring it down.
Okay.
They were apparently indicating we were being too loud. I don't really know what happened to the intro, by the way. Did it record okay? I was actually having a conversation with someone who came in the studio.
I don't know.
That's
leave it to our editor.
Yeah, exactly. We left off there before Tiara joined us. Tiara, I don't know how you say her name. One of the two.
Okay.
How do you pronounce Tiara? Is it both?
I think you can go either way.
I mean, it's a proper name, so I guess she has one of the two as her pronunciation.
I don't know. I don't say,
well, I'm John, but I'm also Jan.
Yeah.
I'm John.
I'm a Lillison.
I like a Lillison. I'm John. Let's go with that. I'm
okay.
John Papa Giorgio. I'm the host at Papa's Basement on Twitter if you want to get a hold of me. Allison over here.
Yes, that's me.
A Lillison.
That's right.
You want to get hold of a Lillison on Twitter, it's at, I want to say a Lillison Frank, which is A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank.
Yes.
Show's website's in papasbasement.com because someone is still sitting on Papa's Basement.
Well, we'll get them off of there.
I hope they die.
No, we don't wish them ill.
We do actively, and we hope that when they die, the URL immediately releases into the wild, and I'm able to scoop it up.
Wow, like salmon fishing.
Goals in life. That's what it's about, Frank.
You wanted to fish upstream into your lap.
Every Monday and every Thursday, we put up a new episode on inpapasbasement.com. It also goes to iTunes. It's actually much better for us if you download the episodes via iTunes.
Oh.
It gets us traction there.
Wow.
Like I said, we're at 19 reviews last I checked. Let's get to the big 2-0. I think one or two of the reviews are mine. Just putting that out there. iTunes doesn't know goodness. That. Allison, have you reviewed the show and given it 5 stars on iTunes yet?
Yes.
Several times. Oh, no, you haven't.
We're not supposed to do it ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
And I'm new. You've been doing this for 6 years, so.
Give me six years.
No, he'll warm
You'll
up.
Get around to it?
Yeah. I need that window. That 6 year window.
Ease yourself in like a warm bath.
Yes, uh-huh.
We're still doing this in 6 years. Just kill us both.
Well, you know.
I'm pretty sure I said that several years ago, by the way. I think I've said that a couple times. But inpapasbasement.com has all of our contact info. I think it has the link to iTunes as well there. But if you have any kind of podcast app, just find us that way. Screw the website. Mm-hmm. Even if my writing is there, even if our contact info is there,
you
can spend endless hours as long as your workplace doesn't block pornographic sites.
Oh,
apparently,
my.
We're still classified as such.
No, we aren't.
We are because we're a good site.
Why?
Because we're entertaining. Thus, we're porn. We use strong, salty language, I guess.
When?
I don't know.
I never have.
Well, I meant in the writing.
Why do you keep looking at the window still?
Because people keep walking back and forth.
I see no one, but
they're there for a split second. Let's knock this off. It's not funny. I'm not making it up. It's real.
Yeah, but you keep looking as if someone's there with an axe behind my head or something.
No, they're just walking by.
That's not what your eyes are telling me, and I can't see behind myself. So take that fear of death out of your eyes.
Look, when someone's moving, you register it. Someone moving is much less safe than someone sitting.
I don't know. If it's not important, then I don't pay attention. How'd you ever pay attention in school?
How did your caveman ancestors survive long enough to put you on this planet? That in your DNA.
How did you graduate high school with every little fly and wisp that
look
goes by?
Look at that T-Rex running towards me. What's he going to do with those little queenie arms of his?
You got Superman supersonic hearing and you're hearing pencils tapping a mile away.
I'm hearing your heartbeat right now and seeing an X-ray you.
Whatevs.
You look a lot like Diane Lane. Without a bra.
Weathered.
With
the age makeup.
I don't think there is any makeup.
That's right. On me, there's
not.
That
was the depressing thing. No, I think Diane Lane
just went as herself.
Yeah, just went to that new Superman movie.
Untouched.
Went into the makeup trailer and was like, all right.
You're good.
She sits down and there's like nervous whispers between all of them. They're like, all right, Miss Lane, close your eyes. And they're just making the sound effects of putting makeup
on
her.
The Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah, like an empty puff. They're just like, oh, look at all the work we're putting in. And they did nothing.
Yeah, except accentuate her age spots.
I love her. She is so sexy. I could care less what she's looking like now.
I don't know. She doesn't really ring
Diane
my bell.
Diane Lane?
I mean, she's fine enough.
Diane Lane is gorgeous.
She's not hideous.
Oh, really?
I mean, we were looking today at photos. We were looking at photos of...
Cindy Crawford, too. You're like,
No, she's cute.
I've seen uglier.
No, I think she's cute.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm glad Cindy passes the challenge.
I mean, Diane Lane's attractive, too. I mean, I guess. I mean, she doesn't really churn my butter. I mean, I like funny. I'm attracted to funny, so. And you said women aren't funny, so there you go.
And that's why you're into men, just by default.
That's right.
You got no options.
Because men are hilarious.
We are. We are.
Oh, you knuckleheads.
I went to the zoo, Allison.
Was it fun? The zoo always depresses me. Like, I never go there for fun.
This is why we should do show prep, because I thought you were going to come in and be like, I love the zoo. It's cuckoo bananas great in Allison voice. And I was going to go, no, the zoo is a place of sadness. But
it is
you
sad.
Win.
Oh, yeah. It's so, so sad.
We went to the National Zoo in D.C.,
yeah, I mean, you just look at those camels. They're like, yeah, my second hump's dried up. They feed us hay.
I didn't even get to see everything. The person I went with, she got pretty, I don't want to say winded, but it was just, to me, it was average heat, but she was not really. Did you need to rattle your ice a little more?
Refreshing.
Glad you're refreshed. She could not handle too much of the walking.
Really? And she's 12, so.
That's not funny.
Okay, she's half your age. What is that, 12?
She's not half my age.
Close enough. Yes. But that's
good.
So
I got to see a limited amount, but I think I saw all
the... So you were on a date at the zoo.
The depressing stuff. Mm-hmm.
And she got winded walking around the zoo.
That's not why it was depressing.
I feel like both me and the animals need, I don't know, something to take us out of depression or something. Like, it is really not good. I feel bad for those animals.
There's only a couple places that aren't depressing at the zoo. But first, the entrance I came in...
The food court, the snow cone stands. What's not depressing to you?
I'll let you know in a second.
Those are depressing.
Queen interruption. I'll let you know in a second. You walk in from the entrance I took, and the first thing you see, they call it, I think, a desert horse, but it just looks like a tan donkey.
Oh, this is not good.
He's just sitting there. He's eating.
It's not good. I usually come from whatever it is, Connecticut, I guess. And I usually start at the top there.
Oh, Connecticut Avenue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is where I started from.
Yeah. So when you start there... And then you loop around from there.
You are not far from Desert Horse.
Yeah, I think they're on the left after the visitor thing or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like to go in there. That's like, it almost looks like nothing. So I think, well, why am I going to go up
there? There's Desert Horse sitting there. And he's just like, hey, how much space do horses need? I don't really know.
I don't know. But I don't think any of those animals have enough space. You know what I mean? It's
depressing.
That's the
thing. There are some... that are A, really cute, and B, I do feel get enough
space. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. The prairie dogs get like miles and miles. Where you get one lion?
Do they get miles and miles? Because we did find the prairie dogs fiesta or whatever their cage is called.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 18 feet by 12.
I don't know. There was
way
a lot of
small.
But it was funny. The last time that I was there, they were all the prairie dogs were up and they were kind of wrestling and chasing one another and everything.
No, these were literally doing whack-a-mole.
But the thing is that then a squirrel came down off of the tree and
oh,
ran
and he's an all-star because he's in the cage. You're like, look, it's a squirrel.
No, he came out and we were like, oh my gosh, one of them got out, but it was just a squirrel. But then he went in and he was like taunting them because they can't climb the trees and get free. You know?
How are they held in place? The prairie dog wall is like 12 inches tall.
Yeah, and it's probably got some electrifying thing, so where they get
just
zapped and fried. If they
just cement. Yeah, their nipples pop off. No, it's just cement.
No, I don't think it is.
I'm very sure
that's
it
what
is.
They want us to think. Oh, look, it's just a bed of carrots. They can't leap it. They're too frail. Yeah, those electric carrots. Poor little things. And you see the sloth there? Like, he's just...
He's a sloth. Come on. You can put a sloth in a box. He'd be fine.
Yeah, but you see those bears and you see the tiger. They're like... You think, oh, look at that. He's playing in the grass. No, he's building a noose for himself. He wants out. Like, I feel bad. I want to give him a boost. Like, if you don't eat me, I'll give you a leg up.
It's both depressing and frustrating because, yeah, there's a lot of animals where you just see them chilling there. The lions, I feel bad. Lions in the Nature Channel, they've got miles and miles.
Yeah.
And there's a lion. He's chilling there. He's on his back. Every third person just whistles at him or stamps and goes, hey, Mr. Lion.
Yeah.
They need to build a mechanism that just catapults anyone who tries to get the lion's attention into the cage.
There's the guy who does this whole bit on it. This
John,
comedian.
He's doing it now.
No.
Oh, funny comedian then.
Cat something. What's his name? Cat.
Cat Blackman.
No, but he is black.
Cat Blackman.
It's not Cat Blackman.
The short guy?
Yeah, he's little.
Yeah, with the smoothed out pimp hair.
Yes, but
yeah, Cat Blackman.
His name is not Cat Blackman.
His name is Cat Blackman.
Something else. But you're right. Cat is the first part.
Mm-hmm. Cat Blackman.
You can't just. Okay. Then it's Kevin Blackman. He's another comedian. So everyone.
I like his work.
That's right.
I like Chris Blackman, too.
Eddie Murphy Blackman?
No, Eddie Blackman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And Richard Blackman.
You can't.
Bill Blackman. He does good stuff. That show he had in the 80s.
So what are you, George? John Greekman? Jan.
That's so...
Jan.
No.
Anyhow, he does this whole bit, and he's like, you know what? They deserve to get eaten. You know, he's kind of rooting for the tiger, you know? So, and you do. You kind of...
That was a great bit, by the way. And you delivered it well.
I'm not going to do his bits. I mean, you can look it up on YouTube. You want to do...
You knocked that one out of the park.
I don't want to steal someone's material, but he does this whole thing about, you know, they deserve to be eaten. You want to go in there and tempt them. And,
no, I'd love to feed someone to the tigers. Are you kidding me? The more majestic the beast, the worse you feel. They're pinned.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some fun things. Like, we closed our tour walking up the hill past the pandas, which, by the way, have the pandas ever not been locked away? Has there ever been a time you've gone to the panda cage and literally the pandas are right there waving their hands going, hey, we're pandas. Look,
we're eating bamboo.
No, they're always like right now. I think the mom panda and the little baby panda she had are out of commission.
Yeah.
The dad panda was sitting as far as he could from people.
Yeah.
Sitting there. Also,
good
pandas,
for them. Good for him and his privacy.
Pandas do.
Screw you trying to look at my house through my windows.
They cannot have dirtier asses if they tried.
How would you like it? They move you. They're like, hey, we got you a nice apartment on the Upper East Side.
Can you flip and your people, phone over? It's blinking to me in Morse code.
And thank people you. Just come by and stare at you all day. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't mind it if I was that darling. It's like being a hot chick. It's the price of admission.
No. No. I beg to differ. It's depressing.
Oh, explain the
camels,
life of a hot woman.
Well, I can tell you, wearing a wife beater in public, I mean, that means if you're a woman and you wear a wife beater in public, that means never having to stand in line again. That means never having to reach something on the top shelf.
Why? Because they can see your heart surgery scars?
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what it is. I can tell you that. You never have to want for anything. But the camels are super depressing. I mean, those are always
deflated,
the worst.
Are they like you said? Like, their humps look like a guy who had his testicles removed and his sack is just...
I mean, they look like, you know what I mean? They're popping Prozac, you know? One's got a cigar. Like, they don't care. Their balls could be dragging on the ground. They're like, yep, par for the course in the zoo.
I feel worse. I feel the worst for the African stuff.
Huh.
Like, that's what I'm used to seeing on the plains.
Like the antelope and stuff.
The elephants, especially those huge elephants.
That is horrible. I want to set them free, too.
I mean, I like seeing them all. I'm torn because I love seeing them all.
Yeah.
And I can get into the spirit of, like, this is a fun time. But then I leave and I look back. I'm like, what did you? It's like going to a strip club. You enjoy it in the heat of the moment. But later you're like, that was someone's daughter.
No, someone turns the lights on. You're like, oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Back to only red lights. Back to only predator vision.
The last time I went there, I saw one of the elephants knocking on the door to go back into like the garage. He didn't like being out in his safari like elements, you know what I mean?
Oh, and he just wanted to chill.
He's just
have a
like,
smoke in the back.
I was just like, I feel bad. He can't even enjoy this fake atmosphere they built for him, you know?
So much weirdness of that place.
It's depressing to me. And people are like, oh, I went on a date once, and this because you were on a date, and he was like, oh, I'm gonna take you to the zoo. And I'm like, I hate zoos.
I don't hate him.
I went and he was just like a little kid. Like, look at the seals. And I'm thinking, yeah, and they're swimming around like an 8-foot tank.
There's some weird choices in the decor at the National Zoo. Like in the elephant pen, it's called the Asia Trail.
Yeah.
And there's a little hut that has, they sell obviously stuffed animals and things like that. But there's a corner where you're supposed to learn about the elephants. And there's a coffee table set up, just some round table.
Yeah.
And there's four plaster piles of elephant crap.
Mm.
And it says, want to learn more about the elephants? Open their poop. And you just twist the top of the poop off and it opens. And I guess there's facts written inside the feces.
Mmm, delicious.
I don't get the point of that.
We could learn a lot about you by your feces. Let's twist the can off of that. See what we got in there.
You would learn horror. That's what you would learn. You sift through my feces, it'll be like working that Rubik's Cube from Hellraiser.
It's not good. I actually, one of the last times I was at the zoo, they had by the beaver exhibit, there was this whole big crowd. There was just loads and loads and loads of people there.
See, that's the stuff I don't feel bad about at all, the little guys.
And so I said, oh, man, there must be something great going on in there. Let's take a peek. And this duck had given birth. All these little ducklings had hatched, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mama duck was there with all these little baby ducklings, and everyone
had
like,
grown their wings yet, or were they still snake ducks?
Not quite snake ducks.
Okay.
I mean, they had a little like molting, like you could tell they're little ducklings and you could tell they were fresh, you know. But anyhow, people were like cooing and ooing for all these little ducklings and everything, and then the zookeeper lady comes
over. Were they pooing and booing as well?
No, but the zookeeper comes over here and she says, oh, my goodness, I'm surprised they're still here. I'm surprised the hawks haven't picked them off.
Oh,
and then
no.
The two little kids started crying. And she goes, circle of life.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even joking.
That's not good for a little kid.
I was like, And then some littler ones were like, what does she mean? I was just like, oh my gosh. You might as well just put some Tabasco on those little duckling eyes. Salt and pepper them. They're going somewhere else.
Or some Peking sauce.
I was just like, this is horrible. But when I was in Tel Aviv, I took my nephew to Israel. He was 8 months old, and we went to the zoo in Tel Aviv. And you want to talk about the most depressing zoo of all zoos?
Is it just Arab prisoners?
That's right.
Like just... the panda just has black drawn around his eyes and a little nose painted on.
That's pretty much what it is, because there's like just like cats and dogs, squirrels.
Oh, no.
This is horrible. What? Like, what are we in the Bronx?
All of our good animals were exploded.
Like, so we're going there and there's really nothing to see. This zoo is not even a zoo. And I think, you know, for a little kid to see animals, like, I would take my nephew there, but it was especially. So then we come up from behind this one exhibit and it's these cages, but you can just see like the main, we have to walk around from behind. But as we're cornering this exhibit, which it's all caged in, it's like a double caged, and there's all these placards that say danger, danger, animal bites. And one is an image of a shark and shark's teeth. And
it's
like danger, animal bites.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so I thought, oh, we're going to see something big here. There's
a land shark in a zoo cage. Go on.
Yeah. So we wheel around and I'm looking around and there was bunnies.
Oh,
little tiny bunnies.
They've got incisors. Give them that.
It's like, yeah, if I was a carrot, I'd be in trouble. Like, are you serious? Oh, I was like, this is sad. Yeah, zoos are not a good place. I mean...
No, I had a great time overall, but there is an undercurrent of sadness.
I think if you go there and you're enjoying the person's company and you're enjoying a walk and you're enjoying that. But to me, just looking at all those animals in captivity is not really fun for me. They all look bummed. They all look like
only
they're...
some. The ones that do look bummed really get to me. But then there are others that look like they're having the time of their life, like the otters.
No,
you
I mean, they're probably
pen,
just like nervous.
And you
know?
Get assaulted by that musk. First of all, otter musk is horrendous. Like, you walk in, you feel like you're getting maced. But then you get that cutaway area where there's just water.
That's like looking at a dolphin and you think the dolphin's always happy because it's almost got like a painted on smile. Like, otters are just energetic,
like,
and whatever. But
they're
the
Joker
probably like
shampoo from that first Batman.
I'm just saying, like, otters, they're just like
no,
nervous and they seem happy,
no,
but they're probably nervous and want to get out of there.
There is no
they're like
trickery
a,
to those
like,
otters. They were swimming around, and every time they hopped underwater, they had erections.
No.
And bubbles were coming out of the girls on both sides, the butt and the front door.
Those are nerve bubbles.
No, if you could queef and fart underwater and swim and have your eyes
then
open.
Then you're full of glee.
Exactly. What more could you want in life?
That's horrible.
You've got someone to hold your hand all the time. You're eating clams off your tummies.
Yeah.
The otters were our final stop, and I loved the otters.
I think the zoo should be like one of the worst date places ever.
Why? Why? So should a burger joint. You're eating the flesh of a fallen animal.
I wouldn't.
Like,
I wouldn't suggest
you.
A burger for a date either.
I mean, if you
wouldn't.
If you get to the bottom of anything, it's depressing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Unless your date is like planting trees to take care of the CO2, you're doing something evil probably.
No, but I don't think it's uplifting.
If you're going
to
a mall.
I think it's a downer. I think if you want your date to kill themselves, like you show up and, you know, you were catfished and
look,
you're like.
It's a zoo. I'm not taking them through Sing Sing.
Or if you want. Go to the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah, we're not going through the Supermax in Colorado.
Oh, gosh.
It has depressing
elements,
but it's not awful.
You should go to the Holocaust Museum. Have you been?
Yeah, that's one of the worst things I've done in life.
The thing about it is the nature of me, and I tend to find humor in just about everything, is just me seeing those... that great big pile of glasses they say there, that great big pile of shoes. I might get the giggles, get thrown out. My mind just goes to these awful places.
Oh, I could just picture you. You have no internal censor. You just like elbow the person next to you, like, wow, someone's really particular about keeping their carpets clean. No, a friend and I, my good buddy Stefan, I think either both of us got high before our field trip to the Holocaust Museum, or just Stefan got high.
Yeah.
Either way, our trip during the visit, we were in some line, and all I remember is I was right next to this chick who I had had the hots for, that like half the school wanted to sleep with, Courtney Pease. And I was just doing some riff. This is what a nerd I was back then. There was something on the wall about like RAF planes.
Yeah.
And I was doing some riff on like Hurricanes and Spitfires within earshot of her. And in the back of my head, I'm like, this is going to get it.
Yeah.
This is going to get it done.
If I don't land her, I'm getting a clever award.
Yeah. She's going to hear the word Stuka and just be like, you had me right there.
I knew where that joke was going.
So that's pretty much where all I remember, other than Stefan, while high, I believe stuck his hand in the eternal Holocaust flame.
Yeah.
Which, when you think about it, is a very horrible way to celebrate the memory of people that were incinerated. I mean, if you really want to analyze it, you wouldn't have like the Abraham Lincoln shooting range, right?
You might.
If you're a tasteless piece of crap, yeah, you would.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't get that. It's not like JFK. JFK was killed with a bullet, not an actual crematorium. So a flame to honor him is fine.
Yeah. Wow.
But anyone who suggests the Holocaust Museum as a date spot is a rabid anti-Semite, Allison.
Yeah.
And they were trying to be funny.
Or people who suggest the zoo. That's terrible to me. I mean, I guess.
In the scale of evils,
They're right on par.
Really?
I mean, imprisoned. Those animals are alive, okay? They're alive.
Oh, so you're saying the Holocaust wasn't so bad because the Jews killed. They were dead, so they weren't suffering forever.
They're not dead right now. They're not dying right now. Not that way.
But the look on a lion's face.
It is horrible. It really is bad.
I just think they're confined.
Just think about all the millions and millions of animals that are dead because of zoos. And all those things that they make, all the, they say, like, in all those dolphin parks and things, like, all of those animals are on Zantac and stomach stuff and nervous pills and everything else because they have to perform all the time.
And Valtrex because they really get around in there.
Actually, you know, koalas are one of the, I guess, leading carriers of chlamydia. So there is that.
I've forgotten that fact, but I had heard it previously. That koalas really have STDs out the ass.
Yeah, it's gross.
And just give them to it. It's gross just not because it's a disease, but at how cute they are. It's like learning about all the STDs in nursing homes. Mm. You're just like, what? No, you don't have sex, do you? No, God, no.
Oh, I could tell you some stories about that.
Ooh. Oh, could you?
Oh, it's
if
gross.
Only you had like a forum where, A, we needed to kill time, and B, you could tell a story and be rewarded for it, if only.
It's bad. I mean, it's horrible. But we actually did have one. There was this older guy in one of the nursing homes, and he actually, I guess he was a driver for Budweiser. So he was always asking for a Bud. But he was quite the ladies' man. And
wait,
he
was that like a shtick or something?
No, he couldn't. Okay. He couldn't really see, and he couldn't walk well without assistance. So he was in a wheelchair.
But he'd be like, "These hips can still take you on top."
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
And he would just wheel up to these old ladies, start rubbing their hands and their legs, and telling them how beautiful they were. Well, the one lady, she actually really did like his attention and affection. You'd see him trying to blow a kiss, but for them, everything's in slow motion, so you have to watch it. And they say, you know what, if the residents want to hook up or whatever, they're all adults and they're allowed to do whatever they want. But then they're also...
Don't you lose your rights at a certain age, really?
No, I mean, in a sense, but there is a safety issue because neither one of them can walk without assistance and stuff. So if they're both getting up anyway, and they have disposable undergarments on, like, that's disgusting. You know what I mean? So.
Really? You wouldn't want someone to say, I'm going to rip your diaper off with my teeth. And something's going down.
If I had a diaper and someone wants to rip it off with
them. Once the Cialis rod kicks in, you're getting a whipping.
I mean, if somebody wants to. That shows my sex appeal. If someone's willing to bite my diaper off with their teeth, that must be one hot chick.
I am going to bend you over that walker, and then we're going to put on the Jack Benny program.
Oh, anyhow, that's pretty much how it went down. But the thing is that the woman, her daughter worked there. And her daughter worked there as a charge nurse, and she said, by no means, you know, I want you to keep my mother away from this guy.
That rapscallion.
Anyhow, they...
Reminds me of that episode of Seinfeld where George becomes the bad guy. The evil guy, and the little blonde can't get enough of him
because he's wild. I don't remember
that
episode.
This character sounds like.
It was pretty bad. And then I've had, when I was 18, I guess, 19. I just turned 19. I was in charge of this 140-bed unit, and we had a lot of young people there. And we had this fight break out between this woman and this guy, and they just... He actually...
Young how? Like young at the old people's house or young?
No, this was not... This was considered a home for adults, but there were a lot of young people there. And I found out that that's kind of a loophole to kind of get a psych ward in a regular community. Because they couldn't just say, hey, this is a nut job ward and we're going to put it right in the middle of downtown. Mm-hmm. They had to call it an assisted living or something else, or home for adults or whatever. So there were some older people there, but these were just kind of misfits. So they got out of the psych ward. Their family didn't want them anymore, didn't want to be responsible for them. So they went there. So we had some.
Allowed to do that? Be like, I don't care about this. I'm washing my hands of you.
So like if your mom lost her job and she kind of lost her wherewithal, you could just wash her hands of her. Then she would become like ward of the state.
Or oh,
she would
but, go to, well, I get that. Yeah. I meant in the opposite direction, though. Like What's at that? Age, if I was 10 and Will was 8. My little brother.
Yeah.
And after a while, she was like, I'm not digging this so much. Could they just, well, I guess that's called adoption.
I mean, you could, yeah. Mm.
But you're saying what? These people were like 25, but still.
Right. I mean, maybe they were living with, or their parents had died or whatever. But they considered themselves, a lot of them had psych problems and everything else.
So it was like Cuckoo's Nest?
Pretty much it was. And I was young, and they were constantly sending people out through the magistrate. So you get somebody who, you know, says something that you don't like as their caregiver, and you just call the police. The police come, and then they have the psych person come in and determine that they're crazy, and then they send them out to the big mental hospital. And that was kind of the staff's job, or the staff's kind of routine thing of not dealing with the people. Me, I never sent anyone out. I would just deal with them and work with them. But anyhow, we had this young couple, and they were in their early 20s, and they were boyfriend and girlfriend. They each had their own room, but they did everything together all of the time. Well, this particular day, the nurse's station had one of those, like, those doors that the top half and the bottom half opened independently. So you could close the top half.
Dutch door.
Yeah, and leave the bottom. Anyhow,
well, I like those because you can walk up to it and just mm-hmm. expose yourself and no one will know.
Anyhow, the top half was open. The bottom half was down. Anyhow, this couple, they started fighting and then one shoved the other one. Well, I closed the bottom half of the door. The guy comes over. He's like 6'2 or 6'3. Anyhow, he shoves the girl into the Christmas tree in the nurse's station. Bulbs are going flying and everything.
Why didn't you shut both?
I think because it was in the moment. Like, he's a big guy, and, you know, I could have been thrown into the Christmas tree, too. Anyhow, I sent him out, got it cooled down.
It sounds like you were able to shut one door in time, but you just picked a half.
Well, I because they
Why
were...
not pick the top half? At least make him, like, hunch down and waddle under.
I don't really remember, but I remember him coming over. Anyhow, I just didn't think he would, you know, hurdle it or whatever. Anyhow, it turned out this all had to go in my report, but the whole thing... What it was the girl did not, when they were sexually active, she didn't like him mistaking one hole for the other. And she said how painful it was and how awful it is. And
no girl likes that.
How would he like
it?
And whatever. But the thing is.
You've had that done to you and you just look up. You're like, were you expecting a reaction? You're not getting it.
But the thing is, like, I had to take all of this information in and I was 19 years old and I'm counseling these people on this issue. It was rather uncomfortable. I don't know how we got here, but anyhow.
You took it there. Talked about old people sex in the home.
Oh, yeah. So these people were scrumping. And actually, there was another three. They were called like the Three Musketeers, and the one... He had kind of like an MS kind of disorder, and he had the...
I was going to say, sounds like a mover and a shaker, but now he literally does.
That's right. But he had the hand braces for walking and...
The Brendle fly braces.
Right. And then...
Like right before his jaw comes out.
And so there was this girl, Janet, and this other baby Huey looking guy, and then there was the MS dude. The MS dude had a crush on me. But anyhow, people frequently found all three of them in bed together.
They sound like the X-Men gone horribly wrong. Like if comic characters didn't have to look good.
Oh, gosh. That place was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Like, it was just super yucky. Anyhow. But that was a story about them scrumping. So
tired.
And everybody came in the next day, and they were like, why didn't you just send them out? Like, they weren't crazy, necessarily. I mean, she just didn't like, you know, someone.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Someone mistaking something for something else.
Tell the world.
Anyhow. That was a lot of rambling about nothing, basically.
It wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
It was time off the clock. I'm tired. I appreciated it.
You're tired?
I'm so tired.
I am not tired. All that zoo walking. That's depressing.
Zoo walking. I've actually had work lately.
I think I'm going to be wary of people now who really get excited about the zoo.
Why? Did the guy rape you or something?
No, it's just depressing. It's really yucky depressing. I think if you want to go for a walk... And, you know, like there's paths and all that, and then go somewhere else.
No, you know, you've driven me to be the devil's advocate. I had a good zoo time overall. It's just...
But that was with the company, right?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But had I been able to just chill on my own,
yeah,
I don't know. Some of these animals...
People
like,
who chill on their own at the zoo as adults?
Well, they're weird, period.
That's crazy.
People who do anything on their own outside of... Just sitting in your house are creepy for the most part. You can
no,
go to a coffee
I mean,
shop
I,
alone.
Yeah.
That's about it.
No, you can go to the park by yourself. You go for a walk by yourself.
That's edging into gray territory.
No, you're
even
on a blanket.
To the
you have a
alone
book.
Alone is weird.
I don't like books, but if I see someone reading a book, I don't think, oh, creepy.
Everyone
pervert.
Reads alone. What are you, five?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like if
you have to be told how Hermione is pronounced.
No, I'm saying if I see a person, but if I see a guy in the zoo by himself, like that's creepy to me.
Because
but if
he's
I see,
by himself, really.
But if he's by himself at the park and he's going for a run or he's walking
well,
his
he's
dog
doing
or he's
something.
Reading a book, I don't find that creepy.
Is he supposed to do a tandem bike to allay your fears?
You can go bike riding with your friends. I have. You don't have a bike, so you don't go bike riding.
I've had one that Tony, my buddy Tony, who is a bicyclist, has promised me for over 10 years at this point.
I know.
And
that's
one
what
of these
said.
Days, he's going to take that bike apart and bring it up. So help me God.
He should. It'll be fun. I enjoy riding my bike. So
that's the most simple-minded statement ever made. I like my bike.
I
soda do. Pop's nice, too.
Well, soda pop is not nice, but it's
you
not
still
good for
love
you.
It. Did you give up your passion for diet soda finally?
No, I still love it, but I'm trying not to drink it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's bad for you.
No kidding.
I know.
They've already removed like softball-sized tumors from you, and yet you're like, that's fine. Where's the saccharin?
I know. And all this problem with my kidney and everything.
Yeah, your kidney. Whatever. Give me some of that brown cola syrup.
It really is addictive. They were talking about that and Hungry for Change. They were saying about the addictive
our
properties.
Our favorite Netflix movie ever. What are the others that go with it? There's like the
Forks Over Knives.
Forks Over Knives.
That's very good.
Hungry for Change. Dying of something or what's it called?
I don't know.
Dying of Fatness. That's not one of them.
I don't know. Yeah.
All the alarmist Netflix films about eating meat. There's three or four of them.
Yeah, but they're not so much talking about not eating meat. What they were talking about.
Yeah, they
about,
are. One of them's literally don't eat meat.
That's Forks
that's
Over Knives.
That's Forks Over Knives,
yeah.
So don't say they're not so
no,
much
no,
talking
no,
about.
No, but the Hungry for Change was I started talking about. Their thing is more about the addictive properties of sugar and how sugar is so addictive and how they talk about like cocaine coming from the coca plant and how in its raw form you can make teas and do all these health things, but then when it's broken down and processed into cocaine, it's this highly addictive illegal substance. And really they're talking about sugar and how when you process it and it becomes white sugar and how addictive it is, and basically we're killing our kids and everything, which I really do believe that, because once you have a soda or have something else, it really does set off this chain reaction where you're craving something else. You know, you want carbs or you want something else to go with it, you know.
So we shouldn't have had that 1,000 calories worth of payway just now. Because I thought I was doing something good for me there. I said brown rice.
That's right. No, we had a lot of vegetables. I had tofu, so that's good. Yeah.
Okay. Glad we solved that one.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a lot to get to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is on there?
I got a lot. I'm going to say a lot again. Not actually going to list it. Just going to say a lot.
Yeah, which is not
a lot.
Now
I'm going to start listing it.
Okay.
Wanted to talk about my wiping behavior.
Yeah, that's horrible.
We can finish with that, or we don't have to, because we can kind of keep this one clean, I think.
Well, it should be clean. I mean, poop is clean.
We might have. No, they aren't so big on the scatological stuff when we air this live. I'm with you. I'm like, hey, did we drop an F-bomb? Did we say see you next Tuesday? Then it's clean, sister. Don't get up my ass about it.
Oh, goodness.
I want to talk about the Slut Life stickers.
I don't even know what that is.
I want to talk about FX
launching
its spinoff network and how livid I am about that.
Oh, I don't know anything about that either.
How you were shocked that I adjusted my parking, even though I was like almost in the next space.
I mean,
and
how
really. I frown upon people that don't care to park nicely. And we have your two questions that you gave me right before the show rolled on.
Yeah.
I think we can actually walk out of here using that as a tease and just save all that for the next episode, because I'm probably going to take a little nappy poo after this one.
No, you're not.
Oh, I am.
We're not taking a nap.
No, I'm going to give you a couple bucks. You can eat from the vending machine. No one caught that. We can punch out of this one, though. I mean, it was just so
depressing. Zoo, and
it was such a good episode.
It wasn't really.
No, it wasn't. But if you just say it a lot, it kind of sounds like you meant it. And at the end, I think people are really easily swayed. So they'd be like, ah, it sucks. And then they hear that, like, okay, there were some laughs in there. Maybe it wasn't so bad.
Where were the laughs? It was just depressing zoo stories. That's a downer.
We didn't even get to zoo stories. Well, we talked about the pandas having dirty butts and never being as clean as they look in the...
When did we talk about that?
I mentioned how because they have the white butt, but they're always sitting in the dirt eating bamboos like the fat, lazy Fs they are.
I don't remember you saying that. I remember you saying them as far away as you can be, but...
No, they're always far away, and then they waddle around, and you see their big fat ass, and it's brown from dirt. They never look cuddly. They look filthy. I like the gorillas.
I mean, I don't, because they're behind glass in this little tiny thing. Didn't you see Planet of the Apes with James Franco?
I
mean,
did.
That's sad.
And if we gave them the serum, we'd have to kill them. So better for everyone, they're behind glass watching soap operas on the TV.
No, that is so sad.
No, there was a baby gorilla and he was doing tricks and it was really cute. Not really tricks, he was just thrashing around throwing hay. But it looked adorable because it looked like a child having a tantrum.
Oh,
a fur-covered child.
I do not like it. I don't like anything about a zoo, really. I mean, if you have a little tiny kid and you want to take them there and they're learning animals or whatever, you know, I'd probably, if I had a kid, I'd probably take them there. But it's not someplace I want to go all the time.
When are you
going to
adopt?
I don't know.
When are you getting you a Chinese baby?
I would like a little black one, too. You know, some that you don't really need so much sunscreen for. I always wished I had to, you know, I always wanted beads and stuff in my hair.
Really?
I mean, I was the only vanilla bean in my elementary school, so.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's true. Like Bo Derek or whatever.
In 10.
Yeah.
All right, let's punch out of this one.
All right, darling.
I'm going to take a power nap.
No, you're not.
We can just go home then.
No. You can have some nuts.
No.
Perk yourself up.
No, just let me sleep.
You're not going to
sleep. Just let me sleep.
You're not going to sleep.
Fine. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Allison, again, joined me today.
Yeah.
The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, contains a new episode every Monday and every Thursday. Usually more energy than this, but sometimes not. There's also my writing hosted there, which you can find on the off days. Our contact links, the best way to reach me, at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Allison is at Allison Frank.
Yes.
A-L-L-I-S-0-N. You've
That's
been on
correct.
Twitter lately again?
Not really so much. I should beef it up.
Yeah, you should.
Well, you know.
They can also stalk you on Facebook, I guess.
Yeah.
And if you go to facebook.com/Papa's Basement, look up the people who are fans. She's one of them.
Yeah.
And you can just figure it out from there. How you can DM her your naughty pictures. She likes
Gross.
It a lot. Loves it even.
Do I?
Lives for it. Find us on iTunes. Or whatever podcast app you use, find us on the iTunes, positively rate us. leave a nice comment. That's it.
That would be nice.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
This is not even correct.
I don't know what race they are, but they're something. Maybe they're white, old white men. Or do they smell like old Chinamen? What do they smell like to you?
They don't smell good. It smells like Old Spice.
It's an old white man.
Yeah,
old Asian man's going to smell like Tiger Balm, right?
I actually could use some Tiger Balm.
Really?
Yeah, right here on my left side from my kidney.
How about I put four fingers in them in a nice Tiger Balm? You see where this is going?
The end.
And then I stick them in here. And then I watch you run around like a Looney Tunes character.
In my lower back.
Mm-hmm.
Lower back, please. And thank you.
Please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is my level, and it's glorious and perfect, like the love of our Lord Jesus.
Oh, my. That's a little deep, isn't it?
No, there's nothing wrong with loving the J-Man. Oh, let's bring it down a bit, I guess. I don't know. Actually, I like these.
Jesus is just all right with me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Okay, so this is me talking. Allison, let's get you talking.
This is me talking. I have a confession today.
See, you're... Oh, do you?
Yes, I do.
Is it an on-air confession? Is it going to be mind-blowing?
I don't think it
And let's both talk together.
Yes.
Levels. Okay, that sounded beautiful. The Levels song.
We do like those guys in the quartet when I went out to hear
Levels,
them.
Levels,
and they were like,
levels.
They were like, okay, let's get in tune, fellas. Jing, 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 jing. And they're all going jing, jing, jing.
Oh,
and
then I thought one of them blew into that York peppermint patty.
Oh, the tuning flute thing?
I don't know.
And he goes, jing, 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 silent night. And I was like, what?
It looks like one of the UFOs from Batteries Not Included. That's what it looks like they're blowing into.
I was like, I thought like they were going to go into Jingle Bells, this barbershop quartet. And they were like, nope.
You remember Batteries Not Included?
I never saw it.
There was that, and there was Short Circuit. There was this brief window, brief as... The Australian invasion.
No. Is that where the guy's computer came to life and did all?
Johnny Five, still alive.
I don't even know what that is.
There was Short Circuit 2, where he takes on the Los Locos gang.
No.
Los Locos kick your ass. Los Locos kick your face. Los Locos kick your balls into outer space.
So are you ready for this confession?
Yeah, well, are we going to do it on the air? I mean...
No, it's not that big of a deal. I'm just not wearing a bra today.
Oh, so your big old floppers are flopping around before God and man.
But you didn't even notice, did you? So
I don't
know. I'm good. I'm totally
staring
good.
Staring at your jugs. You're like family.
I didn't say about staring at them, but.
I'm not going to.
Now you are now. It's kind of like, don't think of a pink elephant.
Yeah. Did you? What? Am I supposed to like have turned around and watch you walk up a set of stairs? When am I going to see your jugs bouncing?
If you saw me tripping a lot.
No. Like the tits on the granny from Playboy.
They're getting asphalt.
Oh, no.
Burns.
No. So
yeah.
Sad.
Road rash.
All right. So these are our levels. I guess we're good on levels.
Totally good. I'm good. Jing, 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 jing.
Jing, jing, jing.
Silent night.
So silent.
They really, I thought they were going to do Jingle Bells. They fooled me.
Oh, the jing. I got you.
Yeah. Well, they're all getting in tune. We actually, when we did Glee Club in school, we had to do that. Bubblegum. 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 Did you ever have to do that?
Let's do a lick of show prep. No, I was never in Glee Club. That was for the fags.
Actually,
as I politically correctly put
when I tried out, both my aunt and my mom died laughing.
Yeah.
I said I tried out for Glee Club today. I was in third grade. Come on. Like, that's pretty rude.
How dare you want to make something of yourself, Allison?
Oh, gosh. They're like, what? Seriously?
All right, we'll kill this. Do some show prep.
All right, I'm ready.